Could you say a few words about structure of Thai Sankh and where persecution fits there? Because I understand there is Mak and Kai, right, and Damayuk, so there are like two sects of school, and like where Thai first tradition fits there.
There's a say probably 85% of the sangha in Thailand is what's called Mahanikaya, but 15% are Damayut. Damayut is a reform sect that was initiated by the fourth king of Thailand. So 1850s, and then has always been sponsored by the different royal families and kings, and so it's very influential. But its focus was reform and holding to both the teachings and the Vinaya, so that Ajahn Mun was in the Damayu, and the vast majority of early forest tradition teachers were in the Damayu, and a couple of the early students of Ajahn Mun were Mahanikaya, and Ajahn Chah studied under them. Ajahn Kinnerly, Ajahn Tonglat, Ajahn Chah studied under them. When Ajahn Chah went to visit Ajahn Mun, and that was one of the questions he had, was, should I be reordaining in the Damayu to live with you, or what should I do? And Ajahn Mun's response was, Mahanikaya needs good monks also.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't really fixed on the actual label, but was really encouraging good practice. And it's certainly prescient in the sense of seeing that the influence of Ajahn Chah has had broadening the reach of the forest tradition in Thailand and elsewhere.